Sons of God, let's now turn to Lord's Day number 39. The Catechism has been going through each of the Ten Commandments, and we find ourselves at the fifth commandment. And Lord's Day 39 is found on page 43 of your red books. Please respond to the question. What does the Lord, what does God require in the fifth commandment? That I show all honor, love, faithfulness to my father and mother, and to all in authority over me. Submit myself with due obedience to all their good instructions and corrections. Also bear patiently with their infirmities, since it is God's will to govern us by their hand. Congregation, when a society has a loss of respect towards parents, there's usually a loss of respect towards any authority. It's not hard to imagine because we simply live in those times. In a sense, we've always lived in those times because that's what sinners do. Our culture, particularly, has conditioned us into thinking that parents need to listen and obey to their children more than children need to listen and obey their parents. The command to honor your parents comes with a promise. And the general promise is this: honor your parents, and it will go well with you. It will go well with you, in the land you're living in your generations to come. Honor your parents, and it will go well with you. And this implies prosperity, long life, and general peace. But when there is no honor towards God and the authorities He has put in place, order is replaced by disorder. Life is replaced with violence. Prosperity is replaced by moral poverty. Older Christians, older Christians may instruct and prepare the younger for this generation that they have to live in. Parents are called to raise and instruct the next generation. And the youth must be prepared for living in the generation that they find themselves in. This commandment directly applies not only to those living under their parents, but all of us, in a sense, are still sons and daughters of God who must honor our Heavenly Father. All of us must receive His instruction. It's no wonder that when you open up the book of Proverbs, what you're going to see is a picture of a father laying down these instructions, preparing his son to live his life faithfully. Proverbs 3:6 says, "In all your ways, acknowledge him." Who is him? The one we are to fear. Why are we to fear him? God. Because that is the beginning of wisdom. In all our ways, we are to acknowledge our Creator, the Lord who made us, and he shall direct our paths. And then it says right after, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil, and it will be health to your flesh. Our Father calls us to pursue wisdom. Not to wait for wisdom, but to get wisdom. And we do this by learning to fear the Lord. When our lives are directed by God's wisdom, it is life to our souls. God's wisdoms are to be sought more than all the riches that this world has to offer. Exalt God's wisdom, and God will guard you from all evil. It will keep you from destruction. Without it, you're walking in the middle of a forest without a compass. When we look at the life of our Lord Jesus, we see His love for His Father. We look at John 14:31. But that the world may know, this is Jesus speaking, but that the world may know that I love the Father as the Father gives me commandments, so I do. Christ loved his Father by obeying the commandments of his Father. It wasn't just all talk. He showed it with his actions. That's what it means to honor your father and your mother with all honor, with all love, with all faithfulness. That's what we're called as children towards our parents, or even by way of extension, all authorities that God has put in place. With all honor, with all love and faithfulness, submitting to authority. God is our ultimate authority, but our first experience of submitting to authority is our parents. God has placed them in your life for a reason. And I like how the catechism qualifies how we are to obey their good instructions. Because just like every earthly authority, parents have limitations too. The only one who has all authority is God himself. Any other authority under God have limitations. They cannot call their children to disobey the Lord. And in a real sense, children do not have the obligation to obey their parents when they are being called to sin, which ought to sober all of us up as parents, right? We as parents will be held accountable to how we choose to raise them in the admonition of the Lord. Because as much as they are ours, ultimately they're not ours. Ultimately, they belong to their Heavenly Father. We raise them. We're held accountable to how we raise them. But we prepare them as if they belong to their Heavenly Father. Just one quick word to parents. One day, your little ones are going to walk out that door. I know, you don't want to think about it, but they will. And the question we are all to think about, what will they carry with them? What are they going to walk away with? Are they going to walk away knowing how to act and behave around you? Are they going to know only about how to obey rules? Or will they leave out that door with your heart next to theirs? Well, how do they get that? By daily instructing them, not just so that they can keep rules, but so that they know where your heart is at, the reasons behind those rules. Will they leave with your heart, or will they leave with a bunch of rules? Little ones, boys and girls, we have some today. Quick word to you. Your mom and your dad, they love you. And they give you things that you must do. And sometimes you don't like it. Sometimes you argue against it. But they do it because they love you. But here's another thing. Here's a little secret. Mommy and daddy also sometimes make bad choices. Because we're sinners. We're not perfect. Right? But just sometimes that just because you make bad choices, and just because mom and dad sometimes make bad choices, doesn't mean God doesn't love us. God loves you even when you don't make all the good choices. And therefore, love your mommy and daddy even though sometimes they make bad choices. And that calls us as parents to show them that we're not perfect. We're called to show them the way to the cross because that's where our hearts belong. our hearts belong to Christ, and we are to show them the way to the cross. Young people, you have a lot more knowledge about your mom and dad, and you know full well that they are not perfect. You know that full well that they're not perfect. But what they aim to teach you is to carry with you what God has called you to do, which is to pursue wisdom. You walk this life, one day you're going to walk out that door, you're going to make career decisions, you're going to live your life, and then you'll realize what they have taught you. And so prepare your hearts for that. Be learners. Don't think you have arrived, but learn and learn and learn. Chase after God's wisdom, and it will go well with you. Thanks be to God that our Heavenly Father does not treat us as we deserve. He treats us mercifully. Amen.